So we have our annual trip to Vegas coming up on Labor Day weekend in September. It's about time to start planning. Who do you think? How many people are going to want to come this year?
Well, I'm hoping some of the same girls from last year will want to go. So if they decide they want to go with us, I'm thinking maybe about six girls will be on the trip this year.
Now, do you want to get one room, two rooms?
I think we should definitely stick with the one room so we can be together. That way we're always being able to talk about what we want to do. And I think a lot of the girls prefer to stay all in one room.
It's a lot funner atmosphere when we're all together and just having a great time hanging out.
It isn't it. It's a lot more convenient too, as far as money and just not having to worry knowing where everybody is. We can always, if we split up, we're always going to come back to the same room. We'll know everybody's okay.
Last year we got a suite. Should we do a suite again or just get a regular room? Or does that depend on the prices?
Maybe we should look into the prices and see what works out best, because we also want to be saving our money for all the things we're going to be doing over there. So what do you think are maybe some of our activities this year?
Well, I actually was wondering about flights. Are we going to fly out like we did last year in the morning, or do you want to do it in the evening?
I think we should fly out in the morning just so it gives us more time to do other things when we're there.
And last time some people got rides, I took my own car, and I thought that was a lot easier to drive my car to the airport and park it there instead of having to depend on people, because some of the girls on the way home didn't have a ride. So what do you think we should do this year about that?
I'm really not sure, but I think we should leave it up to everybody and see how everybody wants to get there. That way, one person is not responsible for everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
So, do you want to do any shows this year? I know we haven't done any shows in the past.
I would be interested in looking into a show. I think it would depend on what type of show it was, and sometimes the shows are really expensive also, so.
And I think that depends too on how much shopping we do, because during the day, that's basically our main focus, the shopping.
Yeah, we seem to have a problem with that.
Although this year we can spend more time at the pool, lounging, relaxing, that's free, and maybe shop for a little bit less time than usual.
Yeah, last year we only made it to the pool one time.
Yeah, and I'd really like to do that a lot more this year. So we definitely need to do that. We have to save a little more money. I think we will be able to do at least one show at night, and then the rest of the nights we can definitely go out dancing, because I know we all love to do that.
Yes, we do.
Maybe a little bit dancing, a little bit of drinking, and the show can, start off the night. So maybe we should do that the first night we're there.
First night?
I've heard of some really, really good shows, and we really have a lot to choose from, and some are really affordable. So we should definitely look into it, just because we haven't done it before. And after going for 3 years, I think it's time to change it up a little bit and do something different.